In your Bibles, if you would, to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. 2 Peter 3:18. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. Listen to what the Word of God says. But grow in the grace. Grow in the grace. How many want to grow in the grace? I don't know about you. I want to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's hold up our Bibles and say it like we mean it today. Say it, Pastor, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's Word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. I'll give somebody a high five or say hello and say, the Lord loves you today, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to talk about a subject this morning of growing in an area of grace that I think so many of us need to grow in at times, right? So every one of us have emotions, and every one of us at some point in life, if we allow it to happen to ourselves, can experience hurt from someone else. And there's an area where we really need to practice growing in grace, to not allow our emotions to take us down a negative road, but to really stay in focus with God, stay in focus with His love towards us, and walk in forgiveness towards other people. Sometimes you've got to walk continually in forgiveness. Amen? Because, you know, we're not people that retaliate. We're people that are walking in God's love, God's goodness in our lives. You know, we focus on Him. And so we live in a world where we're subject to being hurt, but we don't have to allow that to rule our lives or, you know, to turn around and hurt somebody else. Amen? Because unkind, cruel words from others, they can hurt you on the inside. They can hurt your feelings, our emotions, amen, if we allow them to. If we allow them to, amen. You don't have to allow them to. You can get over it, amen, and you can get over it quickly. The potential for getting hurt in our feelings is real, and the enemy, he just loves to use that place to draw our attention off the Lord and onto ourselves and what we're going through. So we've got to be so careful, amen? He wants people to stay hurt. He wants people to stay in a position of hurt, because when you're in a position of hurt, you can't really see clearly and you can't really exercise your faith to the fullness that God has for you. So God wants you walking in His love, not in retaliation, not in a pain, not in a hurt, amen? But God desires that you walk in His love, because what happens when people are in hurt, it divides people. Listen, folks, God is in multiplication, but God is not into disunity. God loves unity, amen? He loves unity in our lives and unity as we walk with Him. However, God's will for us is to be delivered and healed from any negative emotion. It may happen, but God wants us to be delivered from it. God wants us to be healed from it. So as a believer, you must know that hurt is a ploy of the enemy. It is not from God. It will stunt your growth. It will cause you to not be growing in grace if you allow that hurt to fester in your life. Amen? So the Word teaches us how we are to handle hurt when it happens. We have authority as believers. Come on, somebody. Amen. And we have rule and reign over our emotions. You don't have to allow hurt to get to you. Amen. You walk in the forgiveness of God and in the grace of God. And when somebody says something to you, you just think, well, they're having a bad day. Amen. Oh, they really didn't mean that. You know, God loves me, amen, God loves them. Listen, God wants you to walk through hurt and not stay in hurt. The Word teaches us that we can handle it. Hurt people walk around a lot of times with a chip on their shoulder. Have you ever noticed that? Hurt people want you to notice they're hurt, and they're waiting for you to knock the chip off. Man, am I preaching to a Presbyterian church this morning? Y'all are quiet today, amen? Turn to somebody and say, he's not preaching to me. How about you? Amen? So you got to refuse to allow hurt to be your motivation in living your life. Amen? Because it blocks the joy. Listen to what Psalm 147, verse 3 says. It says, he heals the broken in heart. Aren't you glad God heals the broken in heart? Hallelujah. Where does hurt stem in our lives? It's in our heart. It's in our soul realm. He says he heals the brokenhearted. God is the healer of the brokenhearted. Not only does he heal the broken heart, he binds up their wounds. God doesn't want you to be, wounded today. He wants you walking in his love, walking in his joy, walking in his freedom. No doctor can heal a broken heart. Only God can heal a broken heart. Some of you have experienced hurt through divorce, through relationships, through family, through friends. But I want to tell you, God is your healer this morning. He's the one that heals your broken heart. He loves you so much today, amen? The world has no regard for God or belief in God, and they tell you, hey, man, if you're going through something, take this or, drink this or do this. But God has healing for you provided in the covenant. Jesus was acquainted with grief, the Bible says, and a man of sorrows. The reason he was is so you and I don't have to be. You and I can enjoy everything that Jesus has for us and provided for us in the atonement. It is already ours. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to look in Matthew 5:43 through 48. We're going to put this up in the Phillips today because listen what, the world has gone crazy today. The world is full of hurt people. The world is full of people hurting one another. Amen. God does not want us hurting one another. God wants us loving one another. I want you to listen to this powerful. Let's put it up in the Phillips. Can you get the Phillips up there, brother? You don't have the Phillips, all right? So I'll read the Phillips. All right, here you go. You're familiar with the old written law. Listen to what it says. You're familiar with the old written law. Love your friend. And in unwritten comparison, a companion is hate your enemy. Jesus said, I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. Wow. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer. In other words, pray for them. And that's powerful, man. For then you are working out of your own true selves, your God-created selves. The way we respond to people, a lot of times when they hurt us, is in a very negative way. But Jesus said we need to be praying for them. Amen? We need to be loving them where they are. Because a lot of times hurt people, you've heard the old saying, hurt people do what? Hurt people hurt people. Right? So we don't know a lot of times what people are going through in life, but we love them where they are. So he says, when someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer. For when they are working out, or then you're working out your true selves, your God-created self. This is what God does, he goes on to say. He gives his best, the sun to warm and the rain to nourish, to everyone, regardless, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I put that in there. That's Macintosh translation there. So he gives everyone regardless, the good, the bad, the nice, and the nasty. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Right? Anybody can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that. Wow. Now listen to this. In a word, what I'm saying is, grow up. Your kingdom subjects. Now live like it. Live out of your God-created identity. Don't identify, what he's saying is, don't identify with what that person is identifying with. You identify with what's in you, the love of God in Jesus Christ and his grace as an overcomer. Quit identifying with a hurt. Identify with what God has in you. Man, that is powerful. Amen. Live out of your God-created identity. Live generously. Live generously. Not selfishly, but generously, amen? And graciously, grace, let grace be towards others, the way God lives towards you. Woo! That is powerful. Aren't you glad God's not out to get us today? And Holly said to Shepherd that, you know, hey, baby, I'm not here to hurt you, amen. Aren't you glad God is not here to hurt us? Aren't you glad God gives us the best? When we're going through things and we go through life and, you know, being a pastor over the years, I've had a lot of challenges at times. You know, sometimes you don't pastor perfect sheep. I'm just saying. Sometimes there's a goat or two among the sheep. You know, you never turn your back on a goat. You know, sometimes those goats, you know, I've heard people, I've said, hey, man, how about serving here? Oh, Pastor, I would, but. Hey, man, we've got some need in our youth. Oh, I would, but. Hello. Sheep don't butt. That's a good, how do you know the difference between a sheep and a goat? Sheep don't butt, man. Sheep get in and do what they do. And they do it joyfully unto the Lord. Amen? Because it's not about them. It's not even about their ministry. It's about Jesus. Amen. You know, if I wasn't pastor here, I'd still be ministering somewhere. Because it's not about anything I do or have as like a title. It's about Jesus. Amen? It's all about Jesus. Whenever we do anything, the reason people get hurt in church because it becomes about them. And it doesn't become about Jesus. Amen? Listen, guys, love one another. Serve one another, the Bible says. Don't allow people to, you know, if someone comes up to you with a bad attitude, just love them anyway. If they say nasty things to you, love them anyway. Amen? Man, turn to somebody and say, just grow up. Wow. Listen to what Proverbs 18:14 says about the spirit of man. The spirit of man will sustain his infirmity. The spirit of a man, the spirit, our spirit, the Bible says, sustains an infirmity. You see, what happens a lot of times when you fall into hurt, not always, but a lot of times you open yourself up to sickness. Because you're under all this weight, all this condemnation, all this anger, amen? God doesn't want you living there. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? Wow. A spirit of a man will sustain this infirmity, but a wounded spirit, Proverbs 18:14. We can live joyfully in our lives without having a wounded spirit. You've got to let some things go, amen? Whenever you have a hurt, your attention is focused on the hurt. Whenever you have a boo-boo, your intention is focused on the boo-boo. It gets your focus off of God, and it gets your focus back on that thing that's hurting you. When you focus on God, you forget about the hurts in your life. Man, sometimes we are all children, right? Hello? Sometimes we act like kids, right? Amen. And we've been around our grandkids a little bit, and we noticed that when one of them got hurt, man, immediately, boy, that focus went right there. But all of a sudden, if you can distract them a few minutes, it's like, hey, they forget all about it. Amen. We just need to get distracted in Jesus, right? Amen. When our spirits are wounded, we cannot access everything that God has for us because we're focused on the hurt more than we're focused on the healing. And God wants us to focus on His healing for our lives. He's got good for us. Amen? A wounded spirit is a serious problem. If we bury our emotions, they will eventually bury us. God wants healing in our emotions. He wants you to understand you're forgiven completely, therefore you can forgive others completely. You can release them because God's released you. Oh, good preaching, Pastor. Amen. Amen. It is God's will for us to be delivered and healed from hurt. Amen. Wounds can hurt, but words can heal. Proverbs 12:18. There is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword. There is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. God's got healing through His words for us. Proverbs 12:18 in the New Living says this, some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. When you're in a situation, pray for wisdom, amen, to bring healing and not division, to bring hope, amen, and not discouragement, to bring in love and not hate, amen. It will make a better person out of you and not a bitter person. God didn't want you walking around with bitterness. He wants you walking around with betterness in your life. Amen. Look what Paul said in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3, 13 through 14. Listen to what he said. Philippians 3, 13 through 14. See if we can get that up. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved yet. I haven't reached that place yet. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead of me. I focus on one thing. I'm going to forget the past. Paul had a past. We've all had a past. We've all had a yesterday. And Paul said, the greatest thing I can tell you is I'm forgetting the yesterday. Amen. I'm forgetting the hurt. I'm releasing people in my life that have hurt me and I felt let me down. I'm letting them go. Amen. I'm letting the things that I did go. Because some of us are hurt and hurting ourselves. You need to let those things go. Amen? God loves you just the way you are. Forgetting the past, looking forward to what lies ahead. What does He do? What's His calling in life? I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. I refuse to live there. I'm living here right now in the present with God and His grace in my life. Amen? Man, we must stop using past hurts as our point of reference. Well, you know what they did to me 20 years ago. I mean, that's why you haven't grown in 20 years, because you're still stuck with what somebody did to you 20 years ago. And what happens, man, when you walk around in a hurt attitude, you think everybody's out to get you. You ever see anybody like that? Well, they're all out to get me, you know. Nobody's out to get anybody. Hello? If they're out to get you, forgive them. Walk in grace. You'll drive people crazy walking in grace. You'll just like, man, I can't get to that. I can't bother this person. You'll drive the devil crazy walking in grace. Amen? Because he won't be able to use you in a situation. Amen. Just walk in God's grace. Walk in love. Walk in freedom. Walk in your joy. Enjoy life. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, the past is not our point of reference. Christ is our point of reference. Hallelujah. He enables us to move forward beyond the hurt, beyond the pain, to get over the over, to get beyond it. Amen. We must learn to let go of the old, get rid of the emotional baggage, whatever it might be that's holding us down, and move into the new with Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:1-2. I don't have this in the message. Can you put it up? Can you find it on the internet? Brother, Hebrews 12:1-2. I want to read this out of the message this morning. This is so powerful, and I want to give this to you. Amen. You are awesome, dude. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans are cheering us on, It means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat. Don't look at your neighbor right now. No parasitic sins, nothing clinging, parasites clinging to us. No parasitic sins. Go on down. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished the race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with. Come on, somebody. Along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor right alongside with God. Amen? Man, that is powerful. We must dismiss what others have done to us, quit nursing it, hearsing it, and cursing it. Amen? I want to give you some essential characteristics of a hurt person real quick, all right? Just so you might know and understand so you can walk in forgiveness. So, first of all, usually they're unpleasant to be around. Hurt people are just usually mad. They're mad at the world. Amen? Sometimes you just got to tell them. Now, you know, Holly and I mentioned their grandchildren. When you're a grandparent, you just like talking about your grandkids, right? I mean, I can't help it, man. I mean, they're awesome, praise God. And it was Shepherd there, yeah, I think it was Shepherd. Maybe it was both of them. It was Shepherd, I think it was. But Shepherd had a dirty diaper, right? And I happened to walk by, and I said, Papa loves you, but buddy, you stink. Sometimes that's what we need to just tell hurt people. You know what? I love you, man, but you're full of it. You just stink. Come on. Sometimes you just got to be straight with people. You know, a lot of times we just want to sugarcoat things and, oh, you know, we're afraid we're going to hurt their feelings. Well, you know what? They need to get over it too. But if you have a friend that's just continuing and just walking in hurt, sometimes you just need to go up to them and say, buddy, you know what? I love you, but you stink. You know why? God loves us in our stink. Oh, man. So they're always unpleasant to be around. You ever been around a baby with a stinky diaper? Come on, somebody. Some of you forgot that, right? Amen. So a lot of times they gather others to them to point out their hurt. They try to draw others in with them. They dwell on the past and expect others to read their minds. Turn to somebody and say, don't be a mind reader, man. In fact, you'll wear yourself out trying to figure out somebody's motives. Let it go, amen? They carry their emotions on their sleeve. Hurt leads to anger. This anger is sometimes turned inward and it produces depression. Hurt people feel sorry for themselves and they lose the initiative to fight off negative feelings. Hurt people make bad decisions. They make bad decisions. They base their decisions on protecting their feelings instead of their future. You need to write that down somewhere. Sometimes the Holy Spirit just says something through pastor that's a real nugget, right? I'll try. Hurt people make bad decisions. They base their decisions on protecting their feelings instead of their future. Because hurt people dwell in the past. They, in fact, a lot of people that are hurt and walk in hurt and continue to walk in hurt do not have a future. They can't see it. Only thing they can see is their hurt. Holding on to a painful experience from your past hurts not only us, but our relationships with others. There's right and wrong ways to handle hurt, and we must avoid the wrong ways. The natural response to avoid hurt is hurt someone else first. That's not a good response. The problem with this is we reap what we sow, right? So we can harden our hearts to hurt, but this prevents us from hearing what God has for us. We can pretend we're not hurt, but this puts us out of touch with reality. It also invites more mistreatment because we appear to be unmoved by what has happened to us. So we can decide not to trust anyone. However, refusing to do that, we become cynical and suspicious of everyone. Man, good stuff. So what do we do? First of all, you got to learn to trust God. Trust God with your hurt. Hello? Trust Him, amen, and give it to Him immediately. Don't hang on to it when somebody says something to you or somebody does something to you. Don't hang on to it. Now, some of you are going to be driving home today and have the opportunity to experience hurt. Right? Come on. Because somebody's going to pull out in front of you or somebody's going to do something stupid and you're going to say, that was stupid. Ah! You know? Or somebody's going to say something to you. So just get over it immediately. Walk in God's forgiveness towards you. Amen? Respond to hurt the right way. Not the wrong way. You know, realize you are God's favored child. God loves you completely today. And knowing that helps you love others completely as well. Amen? Wow, God is so good to us. Look at 1 Peter 2:19. 1 Peter 2:19. Lord, you are so good. 1 Peter 2:19. Praise the Lord. Amen. What counts is what you put up with. It for God's sake when you're treated badly for no good reason. What counts is that you put up with it for God's sake. Hello? What really counts is you put up with it for God's sake when you're treated badly for no good reason. You just put up with it and go on and get over it. Hello? There is grace for every hurt situation. God's grace is there for you, amen, for every hurt situation. You apply the grace to your life that you want to apply to someone else's life. What you want for your life, apply it to someone else's life. Walk in grace towards other people. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Amen? Walk in love towards them. Now listen, if somebody keeps hurting you, don't stay in that situation. You have a right to get out of that situation. Turn to somebody and say, don't be stupid. A lot of people say, well, I've got to stay in that situation. No, you don't. Get yourself free. Get out of that situation. Don't allow abuse to continue in your life. There is hurt, and then there's abuse. No one should be in an abusive situation, including marriage. It's okay to separate yourself for a while. Well, I'm just saying. Come on, somebody. Amen? I didn't say divorce. I said separate. If there's not a change, that may be the only alternative. I don't recommend divorce. God hates divorce. But it may be the only alternative. But what I am saying to you, do not stay in an abusive situation. And it doesn't have to be physical. It can be verbal at times. You can get somebody so down with your words that it about kills them. Just drop off the key, Lee. I'm serious, man. God loves you. God loves them. But never stay in that situation. Believe God. Find a way out. Get some help. Go to people that love you and say, hey, I need some help. Amen. People will be glad to give to you to get you out of a situation. I'm going to tell you that right now. Amen? And believe that their life is going to change. That person that is causing that abuse, you believe that their life is going to change, that they're going to have an aha moment. Amen? Because we've all had aha moments, right? Amen. But never stay in a situation where your life is being threatened or it's detrimental to your health. Oh, turn to somebody and say, that's real good preaching. Amen? Amen? It's good preaching. God loves you, amen? Some people will never change. Some people will change when they're hurt enough that they have to, or they know enough that they want to. But some will never change. And you can't change people. Only God can do that. Well, I'm going to change them. No, don't date, never date evangelistically. If you're a single person here, never date evangelistically. What does that mean, Pastor? I'm going to change them. No, 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 no. You guys need to be on the same level pulling together. Not here and there either. Hello? This could become a marriage thing, right? Not here and there either. No, you need to be together. Be equally yoked together. Amen? It is a horrible thing when you're not equally yoked together. It is a miserable thing when you're not equally yoked together. I've seen couples over the years who got married and they were not equally yoked. The woman was always at church, or the man was always at church, and the woman or the man was never, you know, there together, or they were just unequally yoked. No, believe God has the best for you. If you're a single person today, believe that God has the best for you. Amen. Write down a list of what you want in a man or a woman, and then believe God and speak over that list, and then wait on God to bring that person into your life. Oh, Pastor, but, you know, I'm getting so old. Pastor, I'm 30, and, oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. Man, enjoy life. What do you mean what you're going to do? There's a lot of good things about being single. And there's a lot of good things about being married. Come on, somebody. You know, single people, you know, one less bell to answer, one less egg to fry, one less man to pick up after. I should be happy. Why are you crying then? You should be happy. Amen. Praise God. Enjoy your happy state. Enjoy that time. That's a great time to get so close to the Lord. You know, you don't have any responsibilities, man. If you get up one day and say, I'm going to go somewhere, you can go. If you want to go out golfing as a single guy, you don't say, hey, baby, can I go golfing? No, you just go. Amen. You want, ladies, you want to go shopping? You don't have to say, hey, honey, can I go shopping? Can I get some money? Well, believe God for your own money and go shopping. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Amen. Praise God. God is good. God wants to bless you today. He has blessed you already. We are people that don't walk in hurt. We walk in faith today, right? Amen. We are people that are overcomers this morning. We overcome, praise God, by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. We are overcome today. We release hurt out of our life, and we let the balm of Gilead, amen, the wonderful Spirit of God within our hearts, within our lives, to bring healing to our soul. Amen. Because where are we hurt at? We're really hurt in our emotions and in our soul. But God has emotional healing for us today. And He loves you today. Would you stretch up your hands this morning? Come on, let's make some confessions today. Thank you, Lord. You're my healer today. I release anyone or anything that's ever hurt me. I receive the grace of God in my soul, in my life today. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your amazing grace. Lord, you're so good to me. Thank you, Lord, I have healthy relationships. I'm in a healthy marriage. Thank you, Lord, I'm whole single today. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, you are my Lord. You are my provider today. I trust in you. Thank you, Lord, for being my healer today. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Give God some praise this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn to some people and give them a high five or a knuckle and tell them you love them today. Would you do that? Praise God. Amen.